Hey, Double Tappers. This is Ron from Houston, Texas, United States. The all-terrain cane has been mentioned here a few times lately. I was interested in it as well, because I commute daily for work, and also travel by air quite a bit. So the idea of having a versatile, super durable, and lightweight cane was naturally very appealing. I ended up buying an ATC last summer, and gave it a try as my daily driver for a couple of months. So I thought I would briefly share some of my thoughts about it. First, here are some of the pros. The design is refreshingly clean and simple. No batteries to charge, no Bluetooth connection or GPS to fiddle with, no buttons, nothing. Other than the flip lock on the adjustable handle, the ATC works like any other ordinary cane, and you'll be up and running in just a few minutes. The included rollerball tip works well on off-road terrains like dirt, gravel, stone, and grass. I also think the probability of Sean getting it stuck underneath anything at the grocery store is very close to zero. The adjustable length handle works well, and it's a nice feature. I found myself using it more than I thought I would. The overall weight of the cane is acceptable, especially considering its strength. I found it to be heavier than the advertising suggested it would be, but it's not much heavier than my 60-inch full fiberglass cane from a well-known Canadian manufacturer. The ATC is certainly very sturdy. It has long pins that seat firmly into reinforced joints, and the cane doesn't seem to flex much at all when extended and under load. I'm 6 feet tall, 225 pounds, that's 1.83 meters and about 102 kilos, or maybe for some of you, 18 hands and 16 stone, and I can lean heavily on the ATC with confidence. It's not designed to support anyone's full weight though, so please don't ask it to do that. Now for some of the cons, which are mostly minor, fairly nitpicky items. Even though the included large rollerball tip is well designed to navigate over rough off-road terrains, its mass cannot be ignored. Some effort is required to sweep it back and forth, and even more to lift and tap, even on smooth indoor surfaces. The flip lock on the adjustable handle also has mass, so the cane will also tend to want to rotate in your hand, unless the flip lock is directly facing the ground. This isn't a major issue, but sometimes it can be annoying to manage over longer distances. Because the ATC consists of three long segments, it is more challenging to stow than canes with four or five segments when folded. Clipping it to my belt loop with a carabiner was problematic because it hung most of the way down to my knee and tended to swing too widely when I was walking with a sighted guide, so it either needs to be carried by hand or stowed in a backpack in such situations. On airplanes, I prefer to stow my cane in the seat back organizer in case I need quick access during the flight, but the ATC is just too long to fit there. It has to be stowed underneath the seat or in an overhead compartment, which I didn't find comfortable when traveling alone. I also found the handle circumference a bit narrow towards the top of the cane. To me, this makes it a little harder to lift or sweep the cane over longer distances without straining, and at least in urban environments, the ATC doesn't seem to transmit feedback about surface characteristics as well as fiberglass or graphite canes do. I couldn't say whether this is due to the materials, the weight, or if it's just my personal opinion. My principal concern, however, is that, at least in the United States, and I understand this isn't the case in every country, the all-terrain doesn't sufficiently convey that the person holding it is blind. I think the significance of the white cane is fairly common knowledge here, but most, if not all, U.S. states also have statutory definitions for the term white cane. Side note, the American Council of the Blind, or ACB, has a dedicated webpage with helpful summaries and links to these statutes. While definitions vary somewhat from state to state, generally speaking, canes identifying blind people must be predominantly white or metallic in color, with or without a red tip. At least one state specifically mentions chrome, nickel, and aluminum as examples of metallic color. Out of the box, the ATC's three roughly equal length segments are three different colors. The handle is black, the middle segment is red, and the final segment is white, so it is neither predominantly white nor metallic in color. In fact, there is a small chance the appearance of red on the cane might possibly be misinterpreted as indicative that the person has a hearing deficit as well. So while in one sense the term all-terrain cane is reasonably accurate, in another sense, it may not be the best choice in all situations. Notwithstanding those comments, the all-terrain cane seems to be a well-designed and sturdy piece of kit. I ended up swapping out the original rollerball tip for a lower-profile marshmallow roller. Side note, you can use any standard push-on tip you prefer. And also applied a white tennis racket handle overwrap to the cane grip, which both increased the handle circumference and also arguably made the cane predominantly white in color. I think it would also be helpful to cover the red segment with a strip of white reflective tape as well. I did stop using it as my daily driver after a couple of months, but not because of the weight or the balance or the color. Ultimately, I just found it easier to stow and carry my 4 and 5 segment canes in most situations, but if I know I'll be going someplace without streets or sidewalk or tile, the ATC will be up to the challenge.